Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Phila ubomi nathi, mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. Someone says, "Hi, my name is Yvette. May I send messages and ask questions?" Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can do that. You can ask your questions. It's okay. And then, of course, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What is hypocrisy? What has been your experience with regards to it? In terms of defining it, what do we see in the Word? And of course, you can give a shout, 012-334-1322. Talk to us directly there. Now, Jeremiah 2 verses 35 speaks about an assumption of innocence. Yet you say, "Because I'm innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead my case against you, because you say, I have not sinned." Assumed innocence. We see others as having done wrong, except for ourselves. Every time. That in itself, a form of hypocrisy. Professor?
That's correct. Now, you know, when you are asking a question, I'm thinking of the testimony from Baruch right now, that he ended up buying stolen goods from people, you know. But I'm glad that he immediately went back to the Father and got in redemption and asked for forgiveness. So now the scripture that you are talking about, pleading to be innocent, whereas you are not, I think that's what kills us most of the time, that even if we would fall into temptations, into the wrongdoing, and not acknowledge our fall, then we end up not getting a point of being redeemed from that or being taken out of that behavior. And hence, at the end of the day, there's a continuation of such an evil behavior. So these are the things that we are learning from and, on this show, which is very, very beneficial for all of us. But what I also want to say about hypocrisy is that hypocrisy is also deception. I'm drawn into the picture where Jesus was talking to the disciples. They came to him and asked him about tax. Mm-hmm. And then perceiving the desires of their heart and why they were asking that, he calls them a hypocrite. In fact, let me quickly read that. It's in Matthew 22:16-18. It says, "And they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, 'Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God in truth, nor do you care about anyone, for you do not regard the person of man. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?'" You know, they come as though they are thinking for the country, they are thinking for the government and all of that. But at the same time, you can see that their speech is full of deceit, is full of trickery, so they are using the mixture of sweet talk, while there is also these accusations that come with the way they are delivering their speech to the Lord. Mm. Verse 18 says, "But Jesus perceived their wickedness." In other words, when we will get into a behavior of questioning people, we know exactly what we want, we know exactly what things.
Okay, I can't hear you clearly now. It looks like you're moving.
Is it still bad?
Yeah, now it's better. Go on.
Is it better? Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry about that. So what I was trying to say is hypocrisy is also seen by the way we talk, the sweet talk that we portray while we are trickering the next person to believe as though we are with them in what we are saying. And the scripture that I read in Matthew 22:16-18, we are seeing people coming to Jesus asking him about paying taxes. Mm. They were asking as though they care for the country, they care for the land, if whether this money should be given to Caesar or not. Mm. But Jesus saw through them And then he answers and says, "You wicked people, why do you test me? Why are you testing me?" It means the way at which we will do things, coming as though we care and then we not, using the means of trickery, whereas we know exactly what we want, these are also behaviors of hypocrisy. Mm. And as we said, we could see hypocrisy through the language. It's sweet talk that is not founded in the goodness of one's heart. But we want to find someone being caught up in his word. So Jesus at this point could not allow them to have their way, and hence he could see through their hypocrisy, and he calls them hypocrites by the way they have behaved. Earlier on, Brother Baruch spoke about false miracles, which is also another symbol or another sign that you could see from people who practice hypocrisy. In Matthew chapter 7, there is a verse that says, "Not everyone who says, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven." And then it goes down and says, "But Lord, we went on and we delivered people in your name. We healed them in your name. We did all of this work in your name." So the question that you would ask at the end of the day, with which word, with which power, who is this person, who is this God whom you have preached for you to get those results? So at the end of the day, we don't know exactly when we come across such, whether the source is the Lord or the source is from other gods. And hence, it means wisdom must come from the house of God. It must come from us to have the spirit of discernment that we may be able to differentiate whether what we see is from the Lord or not. Because here we see people who are making or who are busy performing the miracles, and the Lord says, "I do not know you." It means we can be active with God's work, but not being a people with a relationship with him. We can continue to toil, and we are looking at all of this in the name of the Lord. I am working in the name of the Lord. I'm working for God. I'm in the house of God. I'm doing it for God. But this God you are claiming, you don't have a relationship with him. That's hypocrisy. You can't continue to use his word and continue to have access through his word, whereas you know that you don't have a healthy relationship with him. It is hypocrisy. And hence he says, "I will tell you, I do not know you." Because not everyone says, "Lord, Lord," shall enter the kingdom without a true relationship. So it means it is also a sign and how we could see hypocrites around us.
I get you. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What is hypocrisy? What is it even all about?
Ulindi, uhlala ngana airtime. Ilokuthi lonke limbiza ngomabhaza.
Nangomabhaza.
Abo makhelwane, sebadiniwe nguye ngoba nobaqedile airtime.
Ngiyakubawa Mikey, ngizokuthatha nje 2 minutes this time.
Lindi, akuna muntu. Zami MTN extra time.
Lindi, unge stress. Nge MTN extra time, ungawufona bese ubhadela muva. Fumani airtime, idata, namkha ama voice bundles namhlanje. Tela *136*2#. Ufumani extra time namkha udownload iMTN app njenganje. Kunembandela. Senza namhlanje. MTN.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, Mayahi, let me bring this to you also. We love religious displays. We are going to this long weekend, man, and you are going to see it for yourself. We love religious displays. I was asking a friend of mine in Limpopo yesterday, and I was saying, because they have made a video, and in their church they went on to get these palm leaves, and then they are throwing these palm leaves down like they make a path, and there's so much jubilation, and you know, and they are whistling there and all that, and then this young boy comes on a donkey. He walks on, he passes by on a donkey. The donkey walks over there and says, "Yeah, it's got to Jesus now, to Jesus now." I saw a pastor who is behaving like a Spider-Man. Aluko di masiling kwa
ko ko di koseni kwa kuma planking a roof kasutu atsamao. If you have ever seen Rabubi ulo munyane ba Rabubi like a Spider-Man as the Easter. Then I saw this other one, Akitsba Mofligan, but you know, as a Philip maker, I know. I've seen this other one who has put these things, Badibuile Moena, and all these are religious displays. These strings, and then Hebanitsba Bulela, but wheele, wheele. And then he goes up into the roof there. And mind you, these guys are having a service in a school hall, these double classes. Yo, if they had their way, they would take this person through the trap door so that he disappears into the ceiling. You know, and then they close and he suffocates alone there. It's sad. And this is there. It's just displaced. Professor Sondes was also talking about that. Check it out. Matthew 23, verses 14. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore you will receive greater condemnation. And then going back to Matthew 6:5, it says, and when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have received their reward. Can I add this? There is this others who want to say, who always say, can I prophesy? And people say, prophesy! Can I prophesy? Prophesy! And he runs amongst the crowds. So much displays. Religious displays. And the father says, you'll receive your reward. He says, these are hypocrites. My Ahi.
Thank you, Ahi. It's true that these are hypocrites, and truly it's a mockery what we are doing, because these things that we do, maybe I don't know if we do them without knowledge or it's just the act of display. Professor Bui said these believers are active, but they have no relationship with our Father in heaven. So it is that display to cause attention. They taking the videos, as Professor said as well. You know, it's all about fun. You know, and Kanti, we have the word, and in having the word, we ought to read the word and guard and keep the commandments. Not to mock the word. So you don't just read. I shouldn't just read, but it is me exercising, putting it into practice to say, if I read this and then hadetamaya, that is why I don't have to forget, but I have to, this word, I must keep it in my heart wherever I go. It becomes so much important for me to do that, because it will help me that I should not go astray. So when I go and buy a part that is stolen, it's like I have left. It's like I've left the word at home, and I went to Saletwar. That's now where I end up doing things that are wrong. You know. So it is quite important for us to start to understand and to repent, to change, because we have our way of how we anticipate life to be. And if it doesn't go according, we want to come and to put in some twist or to help, you know, and all that. You look at also this time, Afi, that you're speaking of. It would be around this time, like this weekend, where they say, before Batubaya Kirike, Batra Kirike, and all that, you know, all those kind of things. And now you ask yourself, is it the way of believers? Do we really understand what Scripture requires of us? Ecclesiastes 9:6 says, For the living knows that they will die, but the computer learning.
Sorry, man.
But the bird knows nothing.
Mm.
Right? They know nothing. They have no further rewards. And even the memory of them is forgotten. Their love, their hate, and their jealousy have long since vanished. Never again will they have part in anything that will happen under the sun.
Mm.
So, ke this thing gore re apara diaparo o mme wa diaparo ntate wa le dodana motho mongwe, or you know, but when the going gets tough, instead of us going down on our knees, we fail to do that. We fail to remember the word. But instead, it is when we go to these places, when we go, you know, so we have to repent. We have to come back and ask for forgiveness, to say, oh, Father, there's so many things that we do knowing and unknowing. And maybe, innocently, one didn't know. But now that you are hearing, as we're speaking on the show, to say, hey, you are the child now, to start to know how we ought to be. Moto are all honest, but what happens when I'm driving and the government traffic cop and the Kifitile robot and the other in retail cold drinks? Do I? How can you be honest? I need to know, hey, there is a cause and own to my mistakes, but we want to fix the situation, to say, hey, 50 randa would be better than 1,000 randa, yeah, fine, and all that. And little do we know how Hashatan steals the blessing Sarona, because at the end also, we may not even repent of the wrongs that we've done. So it is quite important for us in this walk to be able to can learn the ways, to learn the commandments, to spend time in the word, and not just to read, but to put what we read into action. But only by Mamodi Pulpitini, Ubautobara Ramonati, how much they love their wives, Mar Satana Gunpu, Ostrapa Musadi to come nice.
Yeah.
Why one? So, what is it? Who am I? Mopili Khabatu, I'm just loving husbands. Musadi Aka Emel Labahubon, and all that. No, but when we get home, Mama Wabatu, I eat here every night. Before you robala, if you know Mumusu Sapa, Papa, Kikupa, Unki, Kikaraka, you robala, Utra, Elkan, none. Wabi.
Hey. It is sad. We take your calls. You can give a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
All right, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit. We are talking about hypocrisy. We are defining it as to what it is. You can send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about the very notion of hypocrisy. And hypocrisy today, where do we find it? What does it mean? How has it become so acceptable even these days? How has it become so
acceptable. You know, people had gone on to actually love it, you know. People had gone on to love it, you know. That's the thing. That's one of those things there. Thank you for those who are making comments on Facebook. I see them there. All right. As we go to the end of part one, the very notion of hypocrisy. Now, listen to this. When you look into the word, it's people who basically take the commands of the Father in their mouths, but they don't do them. Formalism. Futile sacrifices. If you go to Psalms 50 verse 16, it says, "But to the wicked, says the Elohim, what right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth?" He speaks regarding hypocrisy. And then in Isaiah 1:13, he says, "Bring no more futile sacrifices, incense." Futile sacrifices, incense is an abomination to me. The new moon, the Sabbaths, and the calling of assemblies. I cannot endure the iniquity and the sacred meetings. All these things are happening amongst those who would say they are having a holy convocation. What's your concluding remarks, Professor?
Yeah, thank you so much for this again. You know, you're talking about our religious acts, which not necessarily mean we are in the Lord. You spoke about this weekend that is coming, the Easters, as we call it, Passovers, and everybody would want to attend, even if they know exactly that they are not in the Lord and they don't even go into the house of God, but because this is the time. So everybody must see them, that they are still church members. This is when some people would buy tickets just to renew the membership. This is all the act of hypocrisy, because we honor these sacred meetings, we honor the certain events, and we think that by honoring such, we are buying our way to the heart of the Lord, which is something that we are also deceiving ourselves by. So the last part that I want to say is in First John 4:20, that hypocrisy can also be seen in this way. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or a sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. So in other words, when we are believers and we claim to be in God but still have grudges, we are still hating one another. We are still lying to one another. We are hypocrites. We have the Bibles. We continue preaching, but we have not forgiven that sister. We have not forgiven that brother. And you continue preach the love of God and forgiveness. You are a hypocrite. We cannot claim to love God but not do His will. When we are in God, we need to do the will. Disobedience is also equating us to be hypocrites, because we claim to be in Him, living by His word, but not doing the word. We can't say we love God, who is love, and we are living in accordance to His word, but we still hate one another. We don't forgive one another. We are jealous of one another. All of these are the signatures and things that we must pick up as the people of God and guard against. If you have that thing in your heart that says you have not forgiven so and so, it's time that you go and deal with that issue. Otherwise, we are hypocrites. We are not revealing the true God whom we are confessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, look at the warnings on this very aspect of formalisms, you know. Amos chapter 5, verse 21, "I hate, I despise your feast days, and I do not sever your sacred assemblies." Because of formalism, there's massive, I almost said corruption, but it's a corruption of the soul, of course.
Massive hypocrisy. What's your take, my Ahi, finally?
Hey, it is massive, Ahi. We also don't want to be corrected.
Mm.
You know, when the word of truth, like, let me put it this way. Hypocrisy is also a way where we say but when the truth comes and it will, you don't want to accept it.
Mm.
But you claim to love it. You claim to want it. You know, and you start to have that hatred. You start to even you don't have that. That's being a hypocrite. So with these festivals, some of them are not in the scriptures, or we say we love Abba, and when we look at these festivals, we find for some of them we don't celebrate. We go well when it pleases us, and also we would be following wrong calendars, not according to how Abba put them, but how the wicked one would have placed them. You know, so we more are honoring religion and not having a relationship to let him speak to us and give us the direction. But instead, somebody would have concocted information for us, and about Kabakayon, and we find it. 2 Samuel 24:14, David says, let me not fall. Let me be punished when I'm wrong.
Mm.
Let me be disciplined. So I rather not fall into the hands of Hashatan. So we need to be people that are willing to be disciplined. So when we don't want to be disciplined when we are wrong, but every time, what does it say about us? It shows that then we are hypocrites, that we do things that it's that scripture that speaks of the one who has a plank in their eyes.
Halala. Thank you so much to both of you. I really appreciate. And we continue next week to talk about the scourge of this in the nation, in the church. We've touched a bit of it as we went towards the end of the show. And of course, Professor, thank you so much. We appreciate.
Thank you so much, my brother. Blessings to you and your family. Blessings to Brother Baruch and the family, and to our listeners, in the glorious name of our King, Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. My Achi, blessings to you. Thank you so much, sir.
Barak Atah, my Achi, to the Rabbah. Yeah, that means bless Barak Atah.
Yes.
Bless you to you and your household, Professor Bui, and her household, and also to the beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit, until we meet with them again next week. Halala.
Halala. Tuda Rabba. And of course, thank you so much for listening. Thank you very much. Those who have been sending messages, we really appreciate. Thank you very much. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim, and we are grateful even tonight that by his Holy Spirit, he continues to guide us into his truth. Have a great night. Shalom.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Sitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.